SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
$1 million green playground for Renock Lodge All Age. And later, our child safety tip. Welcome and thanks for joining. Students of the Infant Department of the Renock Lodge All Age School in Kingston are to benefit from a $1 million specialized playground. This will feature creative elements made from recycled materials and powered by renewable energy. Ground was broken for the Green Project Wednesday, May 13. Construction, which is to be completed by August, is being facilitated by the Jamaica Public Service JPS Foundation with support from stakeholder Maribel Corporation. The playground is designed by architect Shahid Cole. Explaining the concept, Mr. Cole says that the vision is to revolutionize how playgrounds are created in Jamaica. He says that the design goes beyond the customary swing and seesaw to incorporate various play elements that utilize solar, wind, and water energy. The objective is to provide a fun space to teach and learn about electricity generation, renewable energy, and energy efficiency and conservation.
I'll be creating a sculptural element, which is a very playful looking frog. And based on solar energy, the eyes will be able to be lit. So the children can understand that without connecting to any power source, this sculpture is able to use the energy from the sun.
The playground will also feature a lookout tower that uses wind energy and a water wheel that will power a clock. Recycled soda bottles will be used to create a rock climber, tunnel, and slide. Recycled paper and styrofoam will be incorporated in the cement mixture for these structures. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Powell, has welcomed the initiative and has commended the JPS Foundation. Meanwhile, President and Chief Executive Officer of JPS, Kelly Tomlin, says through this initiative, the company is seeking to teach students the importance of energy efficiency and conservation from an early age.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
The government remains committed to the care and protection of our nation's children. As a result, Cabinet has approved proposals to amend the Child Care and Protection Act and the Criminal Justice Administration Act. This is all part of the Vision 2030 plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. On Children's Day, Friday, May 15, representatives from the National Child Month Committee and several other agencies will be at the St. William Grant Park in downtown Kingston from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. to greet and hand out tokens to children. Persons are being encouraged to wear yellow to celebrate the day and to do something special for a child. And now for our Child Month tip. Exchange contact information with neighbors. Make sure these are trusted individuals who can help in the safety and protection of your child and who you can call in the case of emergencies. That tip was brought to you by the National Child Month Committee with sponsor Grace Kennedy. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings around about JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.